This is Your Calls Media Roundtable. I'm Rose Aguilar. Now we are going to discuss a new investigation by The 74 about how police departments across the U.S. are quietly using school district security cameras to assist Trump's mass immigration enforcement campaign. According to The 74, hundreds of thousands of audit logs spanning a month show police are searching a national database of automated license plate reader data, including from school cameras, for immigration-related investigations. Joining us is Mark Kyer-Labor, an investigative reporter at The 74. It's a nonprofit news outlet covering U.S. education from early childhood through college and career. Mark specializes in covering school safety and student civil rights and is the author of the biweekly School Insecurity Newsletter. His work has appeared in many publications, including The Guardian and Wired. His piece is called Local Police Aid ICE by Tapping School Cameras Amid Trump's Immigration Crackdown. Hi, Mark. Thank you so much for this investigation, and thank you for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me, and thanks for taking the opportunity to discuss Flock.
Well, it's great to have you. Before we dive in and talk about your piece, can you tell us a bit about The 74? It's a nonprofit newsroom. You're all doing such great work, and I have to say, we love highlighting these nonprofit newsrooms, Mark, at a time when so much is happening with the major outlets. A lot of, you know, Trump's supporters are taking over some outlets. So it's just very inspiring that there are nonprofits like yours, like The 74.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I personally really believe in the nonprofit mission of newsrooms and to be a public interest for our audiences. And in this case, we are a national K-12 education news website focused on the 74 million Americans below the age of 18 across the country.
And just to give listeners a taste of what you report on, you've got some pieces in San Francisco. Short bursts of high-impact tutoring support young readers. Justice Department probes three Michigan districts over LGBTQ-related curriculum. You've got 71% of children leaving West Virginia schools for homeschooling or chronically absent. New York City School brings HBCU experience to high school students. So you have such a wide range of very interesting pieces.
We are a pretty small staff. That's what comes with the territory of being a single topic newsroom. But I think that we do a really good job of covering a whole breadth of information about, you know, students' civil rights, student safety, academic performance in the classroom, the effects of the pandemic, and years later, the continuing effects of that pandemic, and so much more. So you can go to our website at the74million.org, and I hope that you will.
How did you come to learn that police are searching a national database of automated license plate reader data, including from school cameras, as part of their targeting of immigrants campaign?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been reporting on school safety and the school security industry, so to speak, for more than a decade. And it's a topic that really fascinates me. And certainly, with the re-election of President Donald Trump, the idea of how that technology could be used for immigration enforcement purposes or to advance any other organizational agendas became certainly a point of interest for me. And in this particular case, Flock has been getting some flack, right, for the better part of a year. About how police agencies across the country are leveraging their contracts with Flock to aid immigration and enforcement agents in federal immigration investigations. And a group of activists called the Notice Coalition actually came to me with a very massive data set, and I filed my own public records requests and conducted a data analysis of just hundreds of thousands of audit log records that these cameras were picking up. And so my story largely centers on a pretty in-depth analysis of more than 730,000 search records from a single school district in Texas. It's Alvin Independent School District. So over a one-month period from December 2025 to early January 2026, law enforcement agencies across the country were conducting searches of Flock cameras, a national network of them, for all kinds of different reasons that were unrelated to school safety and security in Alvin, Texas. And in that particular case, I was able to identify that 30 police agencies across the country, many of them outside of Texas, were conducting immigration-related searches on the Alvin Independent School District's Flock cameras. And so I called up some of these police departments and sheriff's offices and tried to understand, well, what were the purposes behind those searches? And several of them acknowledged that these were searches done at the request of local federal immigration enforcement officials that local officers knew personally, or because these agencies were part of an agreement called the 287G program, which essentially deputizes local law enforcement agents to serve in a federal immigration enforcement capacity.
I'm guessing most of our listeners have never heard of Flock Safety. As you report, it's an Atlanta-based company that manufactures artificial intelligence-powered license plate readers and other surveillance technology. Flock's cameras are designed to capture license plate numbers, timestamps, and other identifying details, which are uploaded to a cloud server. Flock customers, including schools, can decide whether to share their information with police agencies in the company's national network. We'll talk about that in a minute, but tell us more about this company, Flock Safety.
Yeah, so Flock Safety, they make several different tools, but the most prominent one is their automated license plate readers. And there are tens of thousands of these license plate readers in thousands of communities across the country. And they're a public safety tool, and they're installed in parking lots, they're installed along busy intersections. And the design and the idea is to capture license plates and other data and essentially collect that in one database that law enforcement agencies across the country are able to query. And it's also interesting that you mentioned that many of the San Francisco listeners may not know about Flock. Well, Flock is very aware of them. So if you are a driver in San Francisco, if you're driving in San Francisco as you listen to this live broadcast, there's a good chance that your license plates are routinely captured by Flock cameras because they are installed in San Francisco. I actually interviewed a high school student this week from San Francisco. He's launched a campaign called Deflock SF, which includes, and there's a Deflock SF.org website where there's a map of all of the Flock cameras that are in the San Francisco city limits and provides some insight into how Flock is used in your own community.
What do you hear from administrators about why they are using these cameras? You write that school police officers use these cameras to investigate road rage, speeding on campus, vandalism, and criminal mischief. And this is according to records that you saw.
Yeah, that's correct. So those are records from Texas school districts. And Texas is a little bit different than many California school districts in that many school districts actually run their own police departments. And so that's the case here, is that these records are coming from the police departments that are housed within the school district. And so they are using them for law enforcement purposes. I spoke with officials in Ohio, at a school district in Ohio last night, and you know, one of the things that he was discussing was this huge incident involving a bunch of break-ins of educators' cars and other cars in school district parking lots. And so this was a tool that school officials used to try to identify who was causing vandalism in on school property. So that's certainly how schools are using it. But the question is whether or not law enforcement agencies across the country also have access to these feeds. And this is a setting that school districts and other Flock customers are actually able to establish themselves. They are able to determine which outside law enforcement agencies have access to those cameras, whether that be, you know, the local police department or maybe the county sheriff's office, or if you want to share it with all law enforcement agencies across the country. And you know, in the case of the school districts in Texas that I looked at, it was actually interesting to see that out-of-state law enforcement agencies were relying on the data that Flock was collecting more than the agencies that installed them.
Wow. So what are you hearing from school districts? Because again, as you report, the customers, including schools, they can decide whether to share information with police agencies. So how has Trump's violent ICE crackdown affected these schools and their decisions?
I think that the answer to that is still to come. I haven't had the privilege of interviewing school officials at Alvin Independent School District. I would like to hear from that district in particular and officials there directly about their thoughts on the fact that their camera network is being queried for immigration enforcement purposes. I have heard from other school officials, including, you know, this one in Ohio yesterday, who said, you know, that one of the you know, decisions that they made when they installed these cameras a few years back was to limit the you know, the feeds, the sharing of those feeds with law enforcement officials in their community, given the fact that, you know, ultimately these were installed in you know, drop off or pick up areas of school campuses for the purposes of campus safety, not necessarily in assisting law enforcement investigations in multiple states over.
You mentioned earlier that in some schools, they actually have police departments. Do you know how pervasive that is?
You know, that's actually a really good question. I think the answer is that it's not terribly pervasive. So this did happen in Florida after the Parkland school shooting. And similarly, in Texas, a state law there established, you know, a requirement to have, like, additional security on school campuses after the Santa Fe school shooting. And so that's why you see a lot of school districts in those two states with their own like police departments. But there are certainly, you know, large urban districts across the country that do run their own police department. So it's not that every school district in America has their own police department, though. It is true that most schools in America have agreements with the local sheriff's office or with the local police department to put school-based, these school resource officers in schools. And so if those agencies, you know, contract with Flock or, you know, maybe have 287G agreements with federal immigration enforcement, there is a possibility that information that was collected from the school could, you know, make its way to immigration.
We're speaking with Mark Kierlaber, an investigative reporter at The 74, a nonprofit news outlet covering U.S. education from early childhood through college and career. We're talking about Mark's piece, ICE Taps into School Security Cameras to Aid Trump's Immigration Crackdown. Police assisted federal immigration agents by repeatedly searching school cameras that record license plate numbers, according to data. So what is done with these license plates once they're handed over? Do you know?
Can you rephrase the question?
Sure. So when these license plate numbers are handed over to ICE agents, for example, what do they do with them?
I mean, that's a really great question, and it's not something that is immediately apparent in the logs themselves. I did speak with multiple sheriffs, deputies, or, you know, police chiefs across the country who acknowledged that, you know, we were conducting these searches on behalf of, you know, federal immigration authorities, you know, to aid investigations. Perhaps, unfortunately, these law enforcement agencies, to me, were not, interested in elaborating more on the specifics of those investigations.
In your piece, you remind us that educators, parents, and students as young as 5 have been swept up with immigrant families being targeted during school drop-offs and pickups. School parking lots are the one place the cameras at the center of these searches can be found, along with other locations in the wider community, such as mounted on utility poles at intersections or along busy commercial streets. It's just so important to talk about this, that ICE is right at schools picking up kids and families.
I mean, I think that's why that this story matters, right? That's why the data that's being collected by Flock Safety automated license plate readers matters. It allows authorities to track, you know, a national network of, frankly, just about everybody's movements as they're driving in their personal cars, riding a school bus. And here's the thing, schools are a place that students are required to go. And they also have a pretty predictable routine. So once you start tracking who is showing up at a school drop-off or who's coming to pick up a kid, it becomes predictable over time.
You spoke with a number of people who are sharply criticizing all of this, including Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers. She called your reporting and what you revealed an egregious end run around the Constitution that will aid to the pressure on Congress to rein in ICE. By accessing campus feeds, she said, immigration authorities are violating the rights of students, parents, and educators to be free from unreasonable search and seizure. What are you hearing from other civil liberties groups, for example? What are they saying about this?
You know, this is, when it comes to civil rights groups who have, research and opine on digital rights, this is what a lot of activists in this space have been screaming about for years, hypothetically even, allowing law enforcement agencies access to significant volumes of data of people who have not ever been accused of a crime in anticipation that they could one day be the subject of a criminal investigation is a civil rights violation for everybody.
You report that nationwide sharing is a staple of Flock's business model. According to Dave Mass with the Electronic Frontier Foundation, Mass has spent the last decade researching how police use automated license plate readers like Flock to track protesters. And in at least one case last year, investigate a woman for having an abortion in Texas, where the procedure is now illegal?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, that's one of the more high-profile examples of how this technology can be misused. And I've spoken to quite a few activists who talk about, you know, like the slippery slope of this technology and how it can be used by malicious actors who have access to it with little accountability.
This is just, what a story. Dave Mass reported back in October, Flock Safety and Texas Sheriff claimed license plate search was for a missing person. It was an abortion investigation. That's really... What are you planning to report on? How are you planning to follow up on this story? Because it sounds like you're one of the few reporters who's been extensively covering this. How are you planning to follow it? We've got about a minute left.
Well, you know, I absolutely do plan to follow up on this story. And you know, I reach out to the members of the public to tell me how I should follow up on this story. Provide information if you can. There are all kinds of security cameras inside of schools and outside of schools. And Flock Safety is just one of them. Flock Safety cameras are primarily outside of the building. But law enforcement agencies do currently have access to live inside of school camera feeds. That's where I'm looking at next. How do local law enforcement agencies utilize their access to indoor live feeds of school cameras?
Well, we should do a wider show about surveillance today, and we'd love to have you back for that. Mark Kyerlaber is investigative reporter at the 74. They cover U.S. education from early childhood through college and career. You can find his piece at KALW.org. Click news and your call. ICE taps into school security cameras to aid Trump's immigration crackdown. Mark, thanks for your reporting, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks to Malihe Razazan for producing today's show. Thanks to Kevin Vance for engineering our show. And thank you so much for joining us. I'm Rose Aguilar. It's Your Calls Media Roundtable.